Man, this year should be a special schus for Avi Maori and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu, the schus Yechiel Ben Shalamis, Lili Nishmas Shlomo Ben Shimon, the schus Raspu Medalia Bas Chanadina, the Brachot Sahamacham Seyadev, Anilvim Elea, and the schus Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Ezer Ben Esther, and we're going to be discussing making a bracha in a foreign language, foreign meaning not Hebrew, and like making a bracha in English, and this is based on the Sefer Pnine Sugyos. In Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, in Siman Reish Tes Sif Gimel, it says there, Kol HaBrachos Im Nistapik Im Berichim Lav, all brachas, if you have a suffik, if you made a bracha or not, you don't make a bracha neither before nor after, except for benching, because benching is min ha-Torah. Since benching is min ha-Torah, you're mesupik if you benched, you have to bench. And that's the well-known halacha of suffik brachas lahakel, because suffik derabanan is lakula, you don't make a bracha, except for Birchas HaMazon, which is a Suffik Daraisa, Sveik HaLechum, you do make a bracha, but all other brachas derabanan are derabanan, generally, and Suffik brachos, lahakel. In Shuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger, in Simon Chaf Hei, the Rabbi Shoel asked, why are the poskim so saying, b'chol Suffik brachos, she'eno mevarich? Why do they say b'pashtos, they just say a blanket rule, that if you have a suffik bracha, eino mevarich. Lama eino tzarech levarich belaz. Why don't you make a bracha in another language? Make a bracha in English. Blessed are you, and say the whole bracha in English. Memanavshach. If you're chayev bebracha, so in English, we're saying English, but it's any language. We're just saying English because if you're listening to this, the odds are pretty good that you speak English. So if you're chayiv to make this bracha, so you're yotzei a bracha in English, as it says in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Pei Hei, that even birchas hamazon d'oraisa, you're yotzei b'chol lashon. Even birchas hamazon d'oraisa, you're yotzei b'chol lashon. So bench in English. And you also see this in the Gemara in Brachas on page 40b. In other words, he made the bracha in Aramaic, not in Hebrew. And he only said Hashem's name in Aramaic, Mare Dahai Pita, the master of this bread. So, who's that Hashem? And nevertheless, we say that it's Yotzei Yidei Brechas Hamazon, Birbi Yotzei Yidei Brechas, Hamotzi Lachem in Aretz. And therefore, B'Safek, L'Fiat Sad, Shetzarech Levarech, your yotze even belaz. Now let's say you don't have to make a bracha on the tzad of the suffik that you already made the bracha. There's no bracha levatala on a bracha in a foreign language. And what's the raya that there's no bracha levatala on a bracha in a foreign language? The shach in Yerideya kuf ayin tes, that there's no iser mechikas Hashem b'shem belaz. You're allowed to erase Hashem's name in a foreign language l'chora. Huadin, the same would apply that there's no iser of bracha levatala if you say Shem Hashem belaz. If so, why shouldn't you make the bracha belaz? Memanavshach. If you're chayiv in the bracha, you're yotze. And if you're not chayiv, there's no bracha levatala. So everything is totally cool. The Pnei Yehoshua in Brachos 12a already asked this question, and look there what he says. So answers Rabbi Akiva Eger. We have series of shiurim in Rabbi Akiva Eger, and we'd like to place this as a one of the links in this series, in this long chain. Amazing, amazing to learn the Torah of Rabbi Akiva Eger. What a moiridika, moiridika schus. So Rabbi Akiva Eger answers, Dibur maslu v'chayotze b'zev, Dibur maslu v'chayn matzasi, that kedivrei hashach, that there's no iser mechikas Hashem b'kinuyim b'shem belaz, like the Shach says, to erase Hashem's name if it is not his proper name, like Yudke Vavke, but rather it's one of the names, Rachum, Chanan, etc. Or Shem Hashem, when it's written in a foreign language, we already see in the Rishonim, in the Kesef Mishnah, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, the name of the Ritva and the Ran, we see in the Tashbitz as well. Rabbi Kiva Eger also brings that to be Mekel B'Shem Laz, we see in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shavuos, in the 12th parak, in the 11th halacha, Lagabi Isser Askar Shem Shemaim Levatala, that it's not Aser B'Shem B'Laz, Ela B'Shem Os HaMiyuchadim Bilvad. There are those who argue with the Rambam, however, so is Das HaRambam, and that Lechora is Kedivrei HaShoel, that the Shoel says, why don't you just make a bracha using Hashem's name? Why don't you just make a bracha using Hashem's name in English, in a foreign language? And then there's going to be no Isser of Askaras Shem Shemayim Levatala. Hashem's name in a foreign language can be erased. Hashem's name in a foreign language is not considered Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. And the Mimela, and yet it still counts for benching. So there's going to be no Bracha Levatala problem. However, Rabbi Kivega was Mechadesh in Divor Maschil Ein Dvarav, that Be'emes, there's a difference between the din of Bracha Levatala and the din of Mechikas Hashem and the din of Askar Hashem Shemayim Levatala. You wanted to say, no, there's no Mechikas Hashem B'Shem Belaz. There's no Askar Hashem Shemayim Levatala B'Shem Belaz. So there's also no Bracha Levatala. Because even though there's no Isser Mechikas Hashem B'Shem Belaz, and there's also no Isser Askar Hashem Shemayim Levatala B'Shem Belaz, nevertheless, we can say that with respect to the Bracha Levatala, which is because of the Pasuk of Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, there is an Isser B'Shem Belaz. Why? Because we find in the Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Shavuos, Elach HaBeis, Lagabi Shavua D'Oraisa, that has to be a Shavua B'Shem Hashem, that if somebody makes a Shavua with one of Hashem's Kinuyim, with Rachum, with Chano, not one of his proper names, and the same would apply B'Shem Belaz, it's a Shavua D'Oraisa, and a person gets Malkus on it, if it's a false Shavua, Kedin Shavua B'Shem. And so the Rabbi Kivega brings the Meshmos of the Chubas HaRashbu, holds like this. So we see a Dover Nifl on the Rambam, that even on a Shem Belaz, it doesn't have the power of a din shame as far as Haskaras Shame Shamayim Levatala is concerned. As he writes in Hilchos Shavuos, Perakid Beis Halacha Yud Aleph, it's not Haskaras Shame Shamayim Levatala. Nevertheless, it has the tokef of Shame Hashem to create a Shavua D'Oraisa that requires Shame Hashem. And since it's a Shavua D'Oraisa, Ali De'achad Min HaKinuyim, O Shem Belaz, so also we can say that it's Shayach and Isser D'Oraisa of Shavuas Shav, of Lo Sisa Shem Elo Shem Elo Shem Elo Kecha LaShav. Because there are two ways to be over on Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Lekecha LaShav. One is Shvuas Shav B'Shem, making a bad Shvua, false Shvua, with Hashem's name, or a Bracha Levatala B'Shem. So Shvuas Shav B'Shem is L'chol HaDeis. Bracha Levatala B'Shem is the Machlokas Rishonim. If there's an Isser D'Oraisa of Bracha Levatala B'Shem, we paskin l'chumra, k'das harishonim, including the Rambam, that even a Bracha Levatala, there is an Isser D'Oraisa, that's what the Magen Avraham writes, that there's an Isser D'Oraisa to make a Bracha Levatala. Akopanim, since the Rambam paskin is an Isser D'Oraisa, Shavua Shav B'Shem Belaz, using a name in a foreign language, it's Shavua Shav D'Oraisa. So that proves that Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Elokecha LaShav is referring to Shem Belaz, and therefore it's also going to be a Bracha Levatala. So that's That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's chiddush. That Hu Adin Lagabe Bracha Labatala. Not only does the Rambam say Shvu Ashav B'Shem is B'Shem Balaz, so to Bracha Labatala is going to be B'Shem Balaz. So there's no Eitzel, like the Shaul wanted to say, to make a Bracha Balaz, because there's no Bracha Labatala, because there is a Chshash Bracha Labatala. Explains Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Ramaskal Vaf Lashitas, that even though we already said that Linyan Isaras Kar Shem Shemaya Levatala, it's not Asar Bikinuyim, like the Rambam says in the 12th parak of Shavuos Halacha Yud Aleph that we mentioned earlier. Al Tatme B'Chiluk Se, don't be Tamei on this Chiluk, that Askar Shem Shemayim doesn't apply to Kinuyim, to names that are not Hashem's proper names, again, Rachum, Chanun, names like that. Whereas a Bracha Levatala is even Bikinuyim. What's the Chiluk? Because we find that there's a Chiluk by Isser Stamaskar Shem Shemaim Levatala, which is an Isser Asay. Askar Shem Shemaim Levatala is an Isser Asay, as we see in Tmura 4a. Bracha Levatala is a lo sase. Brachas lamed gimel lamed alef, according to the Rambam, it's a trash gemura. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to be saying. You want to be tamei on this. How can we say you're going to have a kasha? That when it comes to haskar shem shemayim levatala, doesn't apply to kinuyim. But bracha levatala does. Haskar shem shemayim is not belaz. Bracha levatala is. It's not a kasha. Because Haskar Shem Shemayim Levatala is only an Isra Asay, and a Bracha Levatala is a Los Asay. So these words of Rabbi Akiva Eger, that don't be Tamei on the Chiluk of Haskar Shem Shemayim, is not be Kinuyim. Whereas Bracha Levatala applies even to Kinuyim. And Rabbi Akiva Eger answers, how can it be? And he says, because in Isra Askar Stam Shem Shemayim Levatala is only in Isra Asay. Mashen Kein Bracha Levatala is below Sasay. So understood Rabbi Naftali. Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Netziv and the Shulton and Gimel, Os Beis and the Hamek Sheila. That what Rabbi Akiva Eger means is that since Bracha Levatala is more Chamor, that it's below Sasay, therefore it's Asur B'Kinuyim Gamken. Mashem Kein Isser Askar Shem Shemayim Levatala Shelo B'Bracha. That's more Kal. It's only an Isser Asay, it's not a Los Asay. Therefore, it's only Asser B'Shem Asham Yuchad and Belo B'Kinuyim. That's the Chiluk. The Chiluk is Askar Shem Shemayim Levatala is more Kal. And therefore, it's only Asser B'Shem Hashem's proper names. Whereas, when it comes to Bracha Levatala, we're going to be more Machmir. And the Netziv says, I don't understand. Vani ba'ani lo nirali hefresh din iser kal o chamor, o mali iser ese o lo sase. In other words, the Netziv is asking, what chiluk is there between an iser kal of iser ese and iser chamor of lo sase? I don't understand. Let's look at the name. Is Shem Hashem? Is a Shem Hashem belaz or bikinoi? Is it Shem Hashem or is it not Shem Hashem? Who cares how serious the Avera is? If it's Shem Hashem, then it should apply to both. The Yisra Asay and the Los Asay. And if it's not Shem Hashem, then it should apply to neither. So why do we make this Chiluk? No. It only applies to Bracha Levatala. It doesn't apply to Shem Shemayim Levatala. My fresh, my Vdel. So that's what the Netziv doesn't understand. That's a good Kasha. And that's again based on his Havana in the Ram in Rabbi Akiva Eger, and this is discussed by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Mincha Shlomo Tinyan and Chelek Beis Simin Zayin. However, it could be that we can understand Rabbi Akiva Eger differently. Because Rabbi Akiva Eger himself holds that the Isser Chamor of a Los Asay of Mechikas Hashem, right? Mechikas Hashem is an Isra Losaseh, but it doesn't apply to Kinuyim. Like the Rishonim that are brought by the Kesef Mishnah say, and the Shach says, Yisr Mechikas Chamor. So if the Vort is that it's more Chamor, then why, if it's more Chamor, then it's going to apply even to Kinuyim. So why then are you allowed Midaraisa to erase Kinuyim of Shem Hashem? It's a Losase Daraisa. It's more Chamor, so we should ask her even Kinuyim. We don't. So it must be that Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't want to be mechalek between an Isser Kal and an Isser Chamor. Because you see that even an Isser Chamor, Avalosa Sev Mechikas Hashem, were Megil B'Shem Balaz, according to these Shitas. So therefore, it would appear that what Rabbi Kiva Eger means is that don't be tamei on this chiluk, that we made a chiluk between the Yisra Askaras Shem Shemayim Levatala, which doesn't apply to a Shem Belaz, to a name in a foreign language, and the Yisra Bracha Levatala, which is Shaykh even to a Shem Belaz. What he means is that you can't ask these two Isurim are one Isser. You think they're one Isser? You think Askar Shem Shemayim Bracha Levatala are one Isser? So I have some news for you. They're not. They're not one Isser. They're two distinct Isurim. They're two separate Parashiyas. And you see from the fact that this is an Asay and this is a Los Asay. Askar Shem Shemayim Levatala is an Asay. And Bracha Levatala is a Los Asay. So since they're two distinct parshiyas, it's not a kasha that they're chaluk. Shezeh b'kinuyin, v'zeh she'enu, v'enu b'kinuyin. So Rabbi Kiva Eger isn't saying more chamor or more kal. Then the Netziv is right. If it's a din of more chamor or more kal, then what does that have? What does the chumra have to do with anything? If it's Shem Hashem, it's Shem Hashem. If it's not Shem Hashem, it's not Shem Hashem. Or Rabbi Kiva Eger is trying to tell us is that they're two distinct Isurim. Don't think it's one Isser. If it's one Isser, then it's going to apply to the same, it's going to have the same parameters. But since they're two separate Isurim, they're different parameters. And therefore, Haskar Shem Shemayim Levatala doesn't apply to Kinuyim, whereas Bracha Levatala does apply to Kinuyim in the same Belaz. So they're two distinct Isurim. And for Enfer the Kash of the Netziv, okay, you still have to understand what's the difference between the two. Say the two distinct Isurim, but we still have to understand why one is Asur B'Kinuyim, one's not. In the Sefer Tzemach David of the great Gaon, Reb David Rappaport, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Lefracha, who is the author of the Mikdash David, and he was killed in the Holocaust. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Baranovich. He wasn't Zecher to have children, if I'm not mistaken. So he writes a sefer on the Tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So he has a ha'ara for on another Eitzah, somebody who's Mesupik if he made a bracha, that he can't make a bracha, it's bracha levatala, right? Kasafik brachas lahakil. Says Rav David Rappaport, another Eitzah. Say, start the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, and then say, Melech HaOlam, and finish the bracha. Elokeinu is Nama Akev. Like the Mishnah Berura says, 2:14:4, says no shame Shemayim Levatala. You're saying a whole pasuk, and you're allowed to say shame Hashem b'miras pasuk. So you said a bracha without a skar shame Shemayim Levatala. Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, Hamotzi Lecha Melech Olam, Hamotzi Lecha Min Haaretz. Cool, right? You got it all. Elokeinu Zname Akev. You said shame Hashem. It wasn't Levatala. You have a whole pasuk, and peace unto Israel, Israel unto peace. And what about a hefsek? It's not a hefsek, it's only two words. It's toch kedei dibur, and toch kedei dibur is kedibur dami. If it's less than three or four words, not a hefsek. Bava Basar 129b, Reish Tesiv Beis, Uvakama Duchti, Shekol hefsek bepachos mikitoch kedei dibur is not a hefsek. Look in the Menchas Chinuch mitzvah lamed os tes. So it's pachos mikitei dibur. So manavshach. If you already made a bracha, so you're yotze with your earlier bracha. If you didn't make a bracha, you're yotze with this bracha. Ad kan the ha'ara of Hagon Rav David Rappaport. So he asks, why don't the poskim bring this down? Such a good idea. So he answers that we can say that here it's different. Because the fact that he has to say two words is a hefsek. You're right, it's toch kedei dibur. But dafka hefsek shloi emruchach lahafsik. It just happened that he was mafsik. We said that if he was chozer toch kedei dibur, it's not considered a hefsek. But here, where he's muchach lahafsik, he has to be mafsik because the suffik bracha, maybe that's a hefsek. We don't say toch kedei dibur dummy. And this is a new svara. You hear the svara? That since you're muchach lahafsik, it's more chamor. If you are muchach lahafsik, so it isn't considered a hafsik. When you're muchach lahafsik, that's the only way you can make the bracha, it's much more significant, and therefore the hafsik is considered a hafsik. And he compares this to the din of somebody who's davening and all of a sudden he realizes that the urine is coming out. So afilu b'shir pachas mikidei dibor, it's a hafsaka, even if he stops, b'shir pachas mikidei dibor, it's hafsaka and he has to be chozal rosh. Because during that time, the gavra was lo chazilei, he wasn't ra'ui, and it's considered dichoy afilu b'toch kidei dibor. So here also, since during that time, he was lo chazilei, he had this, it's not exactly the same. There he's muchach lahafsik, there earlier he's mechalik between muchach lahafsik and lo muchach lahafsik. And here he says there's a tkufa, there's a small duration of time, short duration of time, where he's gavra de lo chazi. So just like when he's a gavra de lo chazi, he's not roi, he's not fitting to be davening, so he has to be chozel rosh. So too, if you have a hefsek muchrach, he's considered lo chazi. However, yasakasha, that if he makes the bracha, if he did make the bracha, then he's roi ligmor abracha b'li shum hefsek. Let's say he didn't make the bracha. Then he could say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, he doesn't have to say Lam Deinichu Kecha. He just doesn't know if he made the bracha. In other words, it could be that he's not forced to be mafsik with Lam Deinichu Kecha. Because on the tzad that he has to make the bracha, he doesn't have to say Lam Deinichu Kecha. And therefore it's not considered a hefsek. So again, why did the poskim not bring down this eitzah? We wanted to say, Red Semuch, don't want to say it's an eitzah, he's muchach lafsik, he's not muchach. On the tzad that he already made the bracha, he's not muchach. So there is a lot more to say about this, and there are a number of terutzim to this kasha, and we're hoping that we're able to continue this shiur and to see continuing, if not this shiur, but definitely this topic, and to see continuing neflos Hashem in these inyanim of Shem Shemayim, Levatala, and we should be zocha. Hashem should give us life. Simcha. Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom.